This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Good montage there, previewing some of the things we'll talk about later today. Trump's health, Alabama embarrassed or getting embarrassed by Indiana. I am all in on Indiana and the Hurricanes. So
how could you not be at this point?
And
right
Ole Miss.
Now?
You know, I mean, I covered the Hurricanes back in the day. And so
That's right.
During the Jimmy Johnson era,
it was something else. How much fun did you have?
Oh man, it was ridiculously fun. It really was.
While you were covering it, how much did you know about what was going on?
Oh, we knew a lot of what was going on. I mean, I'll say what, there wasn't that much bad stuff going on. People thought that was the case. It really wasn't. There was the Pell Grant scandal. That was kind of before I got there. But, I mean, Notre Dame was doing more of that stuff than Miami was. I'm telling you that. But they
not Notre Dame. Nothing ever goes on at Notre Dame.
Practice sessions, which they sometimes would let us watch their practice sessions. And if you thought they taunted during the regular games, you ought to see when they did it to each other.
That was practice.
When the offense would get like a touchdown, they'd all start doing the sirens, like, woo, because they bring out, you have to hose down the defensive backs because they got burned so bad. Oh, I mean, they'd have fights. I called going into their locker room the most exciting 2 minutes in sports because and it's good to see them back because this is the first time they've been back on the national stage since 2022 when they beat Ohio State. And the penalty flag came out about a week and a half later, and they lost that game. So when they got the interception against who did they just beat to get the interception? Georgia? No, Ohio State.
Yeah, they beat Ohio State.
Ohio State. I'm texting my buddy down who went to the University of Miami, and I said, flag hasn't fallen yet. I was waiting for a flag to fall on that play, but it didn't. So the world is back where it should be. You got Miami going for it, but Indiana. I mean, what a story. We'll talk about that later. But it is New Year's Day, or January 2nd.
Close enough.
You know, what are the two things you think of when you think of January? I think of, you put it to me in the notes this morning, New Year's resolutions.
Of course.
I'm not a New Year's resolution guy. I figure if I need to watch my diet, why do I only have to do it on New Year's, on the first day of the year? And so I'm not a New Year's resolution guy. I used to be a dry January guy. And now, you know, I did it a couple months, so I said, well, I guess I'm not an alcoholic. I might be, but I'm not. So I don't do that anymore because we usually go away in January to Florida. So, you know, you're not going to go to Florida and not have a couple cocktails. So are you a dry – well, you probably don't drink hardly at all. Do you drink at all?
I drink a little bit.
Yeah, you got kids.
Yeah, I don't drink enough to ever need to be dry. It's, you know, if I am drinking, it's one, maybe two, but usually just one, and I'm good. I'm the kind who, yeah, I like some alcoholic drinks. I don't love any alcoholic drinks, really.
Yeah, there's like I said, we went to Porterhouse, and in Porterhouse, I always get a dry martini.
New Year's Eve Porterhouse?
New Year's Eve Porterhouse. Yep. Yeah, I went to Porterhouse. But anytime I go to the Porterhouse, I get a martini. I get a dry Kettle One martini with two olives and the cream cheese olives or whatever they give you. So it's just pure vodka is all it is. So those are really good. Also really dangerous. One is really good. Two is a lot of fun. Three usually involves the authorities.
Get the Uber.
Yeah. It's usually going to involve the authorities. But it is New Year's Day. And so the second day, January 2nd. And your idea was maybe we should come up with some New Year's resolutions for prominent Minnesotans.
Yeah, help some folks out.
You got some? Did you list some out?
I've got a couple, but actually, so one of yours was almost the same as mine.
Mike Lindell.
Keep going, Mike. Selling the pillow.
Keep,
do your deal, and hopefully we'll never have to worry about you taking over any sort of public office because you're just doing your thing.
Just you be you.
Yeah.
Because that those
be
of us,
goofy, Mike. That's fine.
Those of us that are Democrats know you will. Our state's not that crazy. I mean, Scott Jensen was nowhere near as crazy as Mike Lindell, and he was just swatted aside.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have some level of reasonableness still in Minnesota. So go ahead, Mike. I'm good for that. So that's one of mine.
Yeah. Another one I had was for the twins, Derek Falvey and now Tom Pohl had one of the thing. Please resolve to invest in a bullpen.
Yes.
Resolve to do anything right now other than the first baseman and, you know,
I would
let's
say,
go. Start
I would
moving.
Say resolve to either try to win, which means spending some money.
That's fair.
Or sell it to somebody who will. You know, it is. I read a great story in The Athletic a couple of years ago where everyone was saying, oh, isn't it great how the Tampa Bay Rays play? They're cheap. They don't pay their players. They still get in the play. And some guy really goes, no. No, we shouldn't be encouraging that. It's a professional sport, okay? If you should have guys like the guy that owns the Mets. Spent a ton of it. Didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work, but you would have that. Another one I had was, and this is for Tim Walz, quit just taking the blame for all this fraud because it's not just his fault. I looked it up. I looked up the Feeding Our Future.
Yeah.
Okay. Feeding Our Future kept getting turned down by the Department of Education for their grants. The Department of Education is an executive branch department that's under Walz. They kept saying, you've got a shady history. They had a shady history before COVID hit. Shady history. They kept turning them down, saying no. They sued, and a judge says you have to give it to them. How is that Tim Walz's fault? How is that his fault where they sued and the court said you've got to give them their grants? I mean, it's just not. It's somebody's fault for all this stuff, and there may be instances where it is Tim Walz's fault. But he doesn't ever get up and explain this and say, why is this my fault? I mean, we weren't, the department over which I, you know, the department wasn't giving them to them. They sued because they said we were discriminating because they were Somali. You have to give it to them. This judge says we do it. And then they went crazy. And then, and they only got up to what, $240 million? That's hardly anything now, right? Also, if you read about today, we're going to talk about this a little later, the stuff that's coming out of Medicaid that's helping the child care, all the Medicaid fraud that's going on.
Yes.
You know who controls Medicaid? It's mostly the feds.
Hmm.
It's the feds and the state is much less. It's almost all the Fed money. So Donald Trump and everybody else in the feds are blaming Tim Walz when the feds should be the ones policing it. That is a true statement. Go look it up. But so all I'm saying is somebody should be the blame, but it's like they think Walz is like a king. Just because Trump acts like a king, Walz is not a king. He doesn't control every single thing that happens. Yes, has he probably done some things wrong? Did they let some stuff go? I'm willing to take criticism on Walz if it's legitimate, but it's just dumped on him. And you go read about this. I don't know what he could have done to prevent it. So that's my other one. Tim Walz, start defending yourself when you can.
Okay,
and
that's a good one.
And I haven't seen that. Do you have any more?
Oh, I have to think about what else I wrote down right now, and it's not in front of me. You had one more on there, didn't you?
No, I had Tom Pohlad. I had Mike Lindell.
Okay,
I had Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez.
That's right, yeah.
Something we're going to talk about today, because there's a lot of news about the Wolves and Lynx getting a new arena. Kaylee Herr says, you got to come to St. Paul.
Come on!
And we're going to end at the 12:35 hour. We're going to interview Bill Baxley, an architect who submitted a model just to the Wolves, said, hey, you could move it over here. We could put a building next to it. Maybe you'd be interested in that. So it seems like it's going up. And by the way, I did do a little researching, and it looks like A-Rod and Laurie have said they're willing to privately finance it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Doesn't mean that they maybe not be looking for some tax breaks or these tax increments.
Sure, they would.
You know,
be.
There's something that they probably want from the state or the city. But if they could get a little bidding war between St. Paul and Minneapolis, that would be good for them. They could sit back and go, "Hey,
yeah,
you know, which one of you wants us more?" We know that happened back in the day, and when Norm Coleman built the X, now known as Grand Casino Arena. So that's another one that I saw as well. I don't want to do a resolution for me, but I'll be happy to tell other people how to do it.
I'll make one for Chad Hartman.
Okay.
Chad Hartman, resolve to take even more days off this year. We don't really need you around here. That's fine.
How much vacation time do you guys get? I probably shouldn't discuss
it. It varies by person to person. I mean, the leader, and it's not even close, the leader in the clubhouse, Susie Jones, she gets about 9 months.
Yeah.
Nine months of vacation every year.
You know, I'm 65, and I got to tell you, I take a lot of days off too, much to my chagrin, because you know we work on billable hours, man.
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, it's the beauty of being a lawyer like I am is I kind of control my own schedule. But if you don't do enough billable hours, then at the end of the year, there's no money.
So that's a problem.
So that's a problem. You got to do that. When we come back, MTV shutting down their all music channels in UK. But this is just, I think, for us this is an excuse for me to talk about some of my favorite music videos.
Because
the music video genre is, I can't imagine, remember the last time I turned on and watched. Apparently, there's still channels you can watch music videos. Is
I
that
think
right?
You could find them if you work hard enough.
I mean,
YouTube, you can still find them everywhere.
Well, that's
on
what I did. I went and saw all my favorites. We'll talk about that when we come back here on 830 WCCO. Korzenowski in for Hartman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.